This has been coming up lately to me. When I find something that really works and I'm feeling so good, mm-hmm. and then I start to hear this worry that there's going to be balance. And I know that there must be a newer way of thinking about that. We've probably talked about it before, but I can't access it right now. Mm-hmm. You know, the balance of the dark and the light or whatever, or the good and the bad. And if I'm really feeling great, am I just going to
crash and burn later?
Thing.
But there's no, there could be a perception there that I'm not sure you're clear on. Let me use the example of Don for a minute. Okay, so Don is, I don't know, I always forget how old he is because I find it hard to believe intellectually. He's 78. He looks great. Certainly, he's amazing. He's very courageous spiritually. Owns his own personal stuff. It's a big deal. So Don's going to have to move. So immediately, you know, very quickly. So our immediate response is, oh no, poor Don. Well, why is that? Oh wow, lucky Don. He's going to be pushed and expand and stretched, and then it'll all be over in a month, and he'll be all settled again. Talk about rapid growth. How amazing is that? And I know Don, so I know he will gain more gifts than stress out of it. Different perspective, right? Okay, so in that perspective, for Don to have a great experience with his whole life just woo, you know, he's exploring the perspective of no security. Well, when do you find the biggest security? When you know that you can trust yourself no matter what goes on around you. And Don's getting a 3-week crash course in that. It's good for him. And he'll manage it well, too. So what if in that 3 weeks, Don remained calm? And curious, which actually he will, could it not be that he can feel good even if he is stressed? So when you feel really good, are you like bouncing off the walls crazy good? Or do you just feel really good? Yeah, yeah. We kind of lost that when we got older.
We have that back.
Well, actually, the truth is you don't want to be that high up or that low anymore. You want to come into this place where you can feel good no matter what's going on. So I'll give you another example because this is a way that lets your brain start taking it into your life. So I'm doing the expo, this event, and it's huge. And I'm working with about 70 different people. Plus all the people who just found out about it and can't believe they never heard about it and they wanted to be part of it and they tell me this whole big story. And actually, I do feel good. And today, the PayPal wasn't working for at least half the people, so I have to contact everybody who registered and get payment. And then I find out I'm over on my phone minutes. And my next month isn't till the 10th. And so I'm calling Verizon to get that fixed, and I'm working with the hotel, and she shows me that there's no way we can do a buffet, even though that's what we've advertised. We're going to do a plate lunch. There's just like nowhere for even a line that big for that many people. And let's see, I'm sure there's more in there. Oh, and then, for those of you who know, my husband's very, very supportive. Guess what? He's going out of town Monday through Thursday. And so he's like, are you going to be okay? And I'm like, honey. I'm just going to stretch a little more, but I get to feel sorry for myself for just 1 minute because you are so supportive of me. And I miss his energy. When, you know, he's just a very important piece to me. And so I'm like, well, let's just see where we go from here. So I feel really good. Now, would I prefer that all the registrations go easily and smooth? Well, yes, I would. And would I prefer that all the advertising didn't say buffet for 5 months? Well, you know, picturing all the people who are going to ask me about it? Why, yes, I would. But am I really upset about it? No. Am I really ecstatic that things are going well? Not really. I kind of expected them to go well, too, even in the fear. So I'm really kind of in the middle of the ground. And I was telling somebody earlier, they were saying, well, how are you feeling? I'm like, I feel really good where I am. I'm so excited to go to the weekend. I know it'll be really good, and I feel even good about its completion. Because the truth is, in what, less than a week, where are we? How many days? It'll be over.
9 days.
That's nothing. You know? 9 days is nothing. And it'll all be complete. And can I feel even good in that? Actually, I believe that I can. I'll let you know in 9 days. So, you see where there's not the outrageous high, but there's also not the outrageous, oh my God, that the registration isn't working, or the you can't change the buffet now. You know, there's none of that.
I didn't realize it was a buffet, and I've been seeing this for months.
Oh, bless you, child.
I don't think anyone's going to notice if you don't say anything about it.
Yeah, no, they're going to just sit.
I don't think, and I thought, how did I miss that? I didn't know it was a buffet.
It's a buffet for the mind. Going to feed you, you're going to have a great time, it's all good. So, again, you don't go crazy over the top happy, but you don't go crazy over the bottom unhappy either. So, is there balance? Yes, because you're still in a human experience. Do I wish things were a little easier? Well, yeah, maybe so. They're time consuming. I could do without that. But do I need it to be perfect? Mm-mm. And do I have to reach for patience when people are telling me different stuff? Yeah, I do. And I get to. So that's the difference. So you can feel really good, and you're not going to crash and burn if you're in charge of your feeling good no matter what's going on around you.
I kind of wasn't anticipating crash and burn. I was just trying to figure out where the balance was. What was going to be balancing this place that I'm enjoying, you know? Am I going to be like, somebody else is going to have something horrible happen, or am I going to be looking around and seeing bad because I'm feeling good? I just couldn't figure out what balance meant.
And there's different theories on that. And so, yes, as those of us who are called to be light workers, then yes, there's an equal balance in the world of people honoring darkness, is what I've been told and taught. Now, I don't know how to prove that. They've done some cool experiments, though. But somebody was just telling me today, did anybody catch the news that the crime rate's down? And I'm like, really? And she's like, yeah. And they're all like, they can't figure it out. And she goes, it's all of us doing good work. I was like, I don't like that attitude. I mean, the whole point is we're designed to uplift all of mass consciousness. And why couldn't it tip that way? It's been getting better over, I mean, that is evolution. You know, our children today, it's the first generation where they've had rights, ever. That's the first time. It's the best time in history for, I consider, to be a mom and a wife and a healer. It's an awesome time. So why wouldn't things be getting better? But the balance is that you're still in a physical body. There's still going to be stressors, people who aren't making good choices. There's still going to be appliances that age and houses that need repair. So your balance can be that. But in it, you don't have the extreme. You know, 2 weeks from now, my big event will be over, but I'll still feel good about me. You know, whereas a few years ago, if I put this much time and energy into something, I would feel, I don't know what, I would feel a loss or a discomfort when it ends. So the balance is actually that you're not over the top happy, that you're internally happy. And when your happiness is from within you, you've already created an amazing balance. And so, because most of us remember the opposite, think of children. They have an innate happiness because they're balanced. It takes a lot to throw that out, and then they lose it. They haven't beat the happiness out of you two yet. But think of it, when you're really sad, that's when you're out of balance. Interesting thought, isn't it? But think about it. The times you've been sad in your life, isn't it consuming? Doesn't it color everything? That's out of balance. So you can be in a happy place and still have a regular life with stress. But when I turn the gray back, then I'll tell you how that I got it.